This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The contemporary music world lost perhaps its greatest voice this morning. Aretha Franklin passed away at age 76. Franklin's powerful gospel bluesy delivery earned her the title the Queen of Soul. GLT's John Norton stopped by Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street in Bloomington this morning to reminisce with owner John Anderson about Franklin.
Knowing that your door is always open and your path is real.
Well, not unlike a lot of record stores across the country, Reverberation Vinyl here in Bloomington and owner John Anderson is playing Aretha Franklin on the turntable. When I was walking in this morning, we knew this was coming, John.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but I guess if you have a little time to prepare, it's maybe not quite as bad, but it gives you more time to celebrate the artist as well.
I did not anticipate hearing Gentle on My Mind from Aretha Franklin. I associate this with Glen Campbell.
It's a great John Hartford tune that Glen Campbell made famous, but that was probably, I think that was the first Aretha Franklin record that I bought with my own money, and it's a great GLT-related story. It was at the WGLT Recycled Music Sale, and I didn't know that she had covered Gentle on My Mind either, and had never heard it, but I bought it on a whim because I thought it sounded cool, and I took it home and fell in love with the song, and that's probably my... in my top three or four Aretha songs ever.
For casual fans of Aretha Franklin or people that only know her through the mainstream media or something, they probably don't realize what a smoking piano player she was, as well as maybe the greatest voice in contemporary music ever.
Yeah, it was always a big deal. I think it shows even when she would sit down at the piano and play. That was her gospel roots, growing up in the church, playing piano and singing that in that very ecstatic gospel style. But yeah, incredibly soulful piano player. And there's a live record too, Aretha Live at the Fillmore, where she plays piano throughout most, if not all of it. And she did a lot in the early 70s, I think, late 60s and early 70s, and maybe less as time went on. You know, she was considered this, you know, more of a diva vocalist, but in her most rootsy, raw gospel soul comes out with the piano, I think, behind the piano.
We're listening to Aretha Franklin at Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street in Bloomington. Owner John Anderson is playing Aretha Cuts this morning. The Queen of Soul passed away at 76 years old today. You know, John, I think a lot of us got introduced to Aretha Franklin through the Blues Brothers movies. And when she was pushing Matt Murphy around in the diner there, right? And she's singing Think.
Yeah, Think. That song's so incredible anyway, and it's a great performance in the film, but it's just, as soon as you see them on screen, her and James Brown and Ray Charles and people like that, then you kind of feel that power, and they're treated with a kind of respect and reverence in the film because they were definitely soul royalty. And it seems silly that it would be a movie like that that would turn people on to a person like Aretha Franklin. But for someone my age, I mean, I was 7 when I saw it, and that definitely jumped off the screen when she opened her mouth and started singing in that diner, and that kind of seared that into my consciousness for sure.
For those that don't remember, that's when Belushi and Aykroyd came to the diner to get the band back together again.
Yeah, they're recruiting Matt.
Aretha was having none of it.
Right, recruiting Matt Murphy, Matt Guitar Murphy, who actually recently passed away too, who played her husband in the film. They wanted his guitar back in the band, and she was kind of imploring him to think before he made a move like that to leave and rejoin those clowns. But yeah, it was a great moment and a great, you know, it makes me laugh thinking about it.
We're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Now, this is my man. This is my restaurant. And you two are going to just walk right out that door without your dry white toast, without your faux fried chickens, and without Mad Guitar Murphy.
Now, you listen to me. I love you, but I'm the man and you are the woman, and I'll make the decision concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think.
In reference to her piano playing, I think in recent times, I think it was 2015 maybe, at the Kennedy Center Honors, Carole King was being honored for songwriting, and Aretha comes out and does Natural Woman. And when Aretha comes out and sits down at the piano, Carole King just freaks out, like her face is like, what? And she sits down and starts playing the song. But that performance of it, I mean, I'm sure she was maybe on something on TV, but it was one of the greatest TV performances I've ever seen from any artist. I mean, she just destroys a song, and but she does the first half at least, or the first two thirds, sat at the piano, and it's really, really cool. It's one of those ones, you know, you talk about like the emotion, emotional response from someone's voice, and like I dare anyone to watch that and not feel it.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl in Bloomington. He's spinning a lot of Aretha Franklin this morning as the Queen of Soul passed away at the age of 76 today. It's a tough day for a lot of music fans, but a lot of great memories as well. Aretha went down to Fame Recording Studios in, would have been the late 60s then, to record with Rick Hall, the guy down in Muscle Shoals who had all those great recordings.
Sure, the early days too. Columbia had her first, and that was kind of one of those things where I'm sure they look back in retrospect and think, how did we not get this right? Because they didn't. They put a few records out, and they were okay. They're good, but it wasn't until she got with Atlantic. Jerry Wexler and those guys are the ones that really, they put a great band with her, the Dixie Flyers, those studio players, and the guys from Muscle Shoals with Rick Hall and all that. Those were the records that you listen to them now, and it's just they're incredible, incredible recordings. And the Atlantic stuff is what people probably know the best, you know, Chain of Fools and Rocksteady and Respect and all these songs and all the people that played on them. The list of guys that played on these records is unbelievable. Yeah, the Atlantic era will always be thought of as the best, you know, even though she had a long career. And like many artists, she kind of lost her way a little bit in the late 70s and then kind of came back in the 80s. And that's one great thing about the 80s, a lot of those people got a second chance. I mean, even with her, I remember that song she duetted with George Michael was a huge hit, and Freeway of Love was a huge hit in the 80s. I mean, she had a long career with many peaks and valleys, but that early Atlantic stuff, the late 60s, early 70s, is just the greatest.
Another idea of watching Aretha on television, and when people thought maybe she was fading, waning, she's on stage with Annie Lennox and Mariah Carey, and I think Patti LaBelle was up there too, and Mariah thought she was going to outdo the Queen of Soul.
Yeah, think again, you know, it's like... Even, like I said, even in recent years, you watch videos of her, and her voice was still so powerful and so emotive. And there's lots of people that can do vocal tricks, and, you know, recordings are easy to manipulate these days. But when you talk about a person on stage, on a kind of soul, gut level, there was no greater voice than Aretha Franklin.